Thank you and good morning. Arcata Fire and Police are investigating the cause of a fire that claimed the life of an apartment resident on Wednesday afternoon. Firefighters responded to an alarm at a multi-unit residence in the 2200 block of Alliance Road at around 1 o'clock. They found heavy black smoke pouring from the back of the residence and light smoke coming from the front. Fire crews ventilated and then attacked the fire, and a search of the unit located the deceased inside. The fire damaged three apartments in the building, and there were no other injuries reported. Mutual aid was a key factor in the incident, as Arcata Fire responded with all four of its engine companies. Cover was provided from surrounding jurisdictions to cover the rest of the city while the scene was brought under control. The cause of the fire is unknown and remains under investigation. Governor Jerry Brown signed into law a bill authored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbro that will expand the harvest of trees on privately owned timberlands in Humboldt, Del Norte, Trinity, and Mendocino counties. The bill grew out of the Rim Fire that burned more than 250,000 acres a year ago in Yosemite National Park. The bill will allow for the harvesting of trees up to 24 inches in diameter in an effort to reduce fuel loads, but the bill originally only applied to inland counties. Chesbro's bill adds the coastal counties as well, and the outline of the bill was formed during forest management workshops in Eureka that involved local landowners, forestry stakeholders, and environmental groups. Congressman Jared Huffman's office issued a press release on Wednesday announcing that the removal of toxic waste and pulp liquors from the Samoa Peninsula has been completed. The project was coordinated by the Harbor District, the EPA, Coast Seafood, and the Coast Guard. More than 3 million gallons of caustic chemicals were moved to an operating pulp mill in Washington State. The removal of the toxic waste was necessary due to the age of the storage tanks and the very real threat of a catastrophic release into Humboldt Bay. In other news from Congressman Huffman's office, a bill he sponsored to swap federal lands for local lands in Trinity County has been heard by the House Subcommittee for Natural Resources. Trinity County is one of the poorest counties in the state, and more than 80% of the land in Trinity is owned by the federal government. Trinity County has been searching for ways to improve its economic base, and officials are asking to swap federally owned land adjacent to the airport and a prime spot for economic development, which would allow for easier and better access to the wild and scenic river area. If approved, the land swap would exchange other property owned by Trinity County for that federal land, and a hearing in front of the full Natural Resources Committee is the next step. In honor of the hundreds of police officers and firefighters who lost their lives on September 11, 2001, following the attack on the World Trade Center, the Eureka Police Department and the Humboldt Bay Fire Department will host a bell-ringing ceremony today at noon at Fire Headquarters in downtown Eureka. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A check stub found in a Jeep that had been stolen and then returned to its rightful owner led to the arrest of two people on Sunday. The story begins in August when a 2004 Jeep Wrangler was stolen from a residence in Carlotta. The owner of the property was away at the time, and the property was being looked after by a neighbor who reported that the residence had been burglarized. The Jeep had been taken along with jewelry, firearms, a television, tools, and appliances. On August 29th, the Jeep was recovered, and the investigating deputy was notified that a receipt of a payroll check that had been cashed in Eureka had been found. After contacting the business and reviewing surveillance video, deputies arrested 20-year-old Javier Talavera and 42-year-old Anna Marie Kroll of Fortuna. Both were booked into county jail on numerous charges. Following a tip from a store clerk in Trinidad, a sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by 31-year-old Michael David Waters near Patrick's Point Drive. Waters was driving without a license, and a search of the vehicle turned up suspected stolen items, including electronics and jewelry, along with three key rings. The deputies also found a small amount of marijuana in the car and a small amount of heroin on Waters' person. The car was towed, the items were confiscated, and Waters was booked into county jail. You can contact the sheriff's office for information about the three unique key rings if you believe they may be yours. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.